Voice, Fire Spy Talking Show, 243.
Oh, 243? 243 episodes.
Yep.
A lot of people might think that means like season 2, episode 43.
It is.
Oh, okay. Is it 100 shows per season?
Hold on a second. No,
so we're doing
200 shows a season.
Oh, okay. So is this episode? Oh yeah, no, I got you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this would be season 3, right?
Yeah. Can't have that. Can't have that.
Why not?
I don't know. What's in the news?
Boy, I didn't realize we were going to be doing a news show. I would have prepared some news.
What's the mold stuff?
Oh, mold?
Yeah.
Mold stuff?
Oh, man, I got these awesome sourdough breads from as a Christmas gift.
And breads or, like, buns?
Yeah, these big buns. And it,
big buns?
Yeah.
You know what they say about big buns?
Fuck them.
Need a lot of mustard.
Yeah, but they're the last little bits molded.
They don't last very long, buns. Wait, they've lasted since Christmas?
Yeah. I mean, pretty hard.
Oh, sourdough.
Got a cold fridge, or a cold...
Sourdough is already mold.
Cold kitchen, so... Made good headway on them. We got a lot. It was a lot of bread, and we're slicing them up. They're big. They're like for bread bowls or whatever, but they're big, so we're slicing them up.
Did you bread bowl anything with them?
No.
Pasta?
Sopped up some soup with them.
Wait, pasta or pasta? What would you say in San Paolo?
Noodles.
Noodles. Shit. All right. So, is it now your... city area pretty dry climate?
Yep.
Aside from all the snow?
Yep.
I come from a dry town originally, where you can leave shit out and they don't matter, and then I moved to Vancouver, and if you leave bread out for half an hour, it grows mold.
Wow.
Not quite, but you can't leave potato chips in a bowl overnight.
Yeah,
they will get soggy. And back home, you could do that. You could eat them the next day. You wouldn't notice the difference. Unless your cat came and licked all the flavoring off.
Then they would be a different flavor.
Yes, cat tongue flavor.
Yeah.
Cat comes and is like, these Doritos look kind of rough. I'm going to smooth them out for you.
Cat cum flavor?
Oh, come on.
What?
What?
Is it the two...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said something else. I think my audio just cut out. You said capsicum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
You know what's weird?
Eh.
You know that Tiger Woods? That golf player?
Yeah.
Golf player. No one ever says golf player.
It's true.
You know, like, every sport, it's like, oh, he's a football player, he's a baseball player, hockey player. The guy who plays the sport, right?
Mm-hmm.
Golf is not something you play. It's far more serious. You do not play golf. Actually, yeah, you do. Do you want to go play golf? Do you want to go golfing? What do you say? But you don't hear golf player.
But in England, they say footballer.
Footballer. I was just getting there.
Yeah. That's England, though.
So.
They call cat cum chips fucking crisps, so.
That's right. So, because golf comes from Scotland, maybe that's where golfer comes from and not golf player. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's history coming from the old country.
Yeah.
Anyway, that Tiger Woods guy?
Yeah.
You know what his real name is?
Hmm.
His real name is Eldrick. Eldrick Taunt Woods. Right?
Taunt?
Taunt, T-O-N-D. Oh. Probably short for Tonto.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it weird how he gets in the news, right? And, you know, people start using his nickname?
Yeah.
Like, it's cool to use a nickname when you're doing a sportscast or something. But it's just kind of funny when you're talking about legal shit and fucking whatever is going on. It's weird that they don't use his proper name.
That's true.
It's weird that everybody just doesn't already know his proper name, but well, we know to call him Tiger because it's his nickname.
Yep.
It's weird. It's not his real name.
Yep.
You know what Bo Jackson's real name is? You know Bo Jackson? Remember Bo Jackson?
Yes, he played two sports.
Baseballer, yep. Baseballer, footballer, pro star, cartooner.
Yep.
His real name was Vincent Edward Jackson. Too classy. Decided to go with Bo.
Yeah.
Because as a child, he was described as a wild boar. And, you know, it just became Bo, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I like it. Yeah.
Not a lot of two-sport athletes anymore, huh?
I would not know.
Oh, okay. Well, there was your Deion Sanders's.
Yeah.
Your Bo Jackson's. There's always those sports. There's never...
Refrigerator Perry.
What was his other sport? Celebrity boxing?
G.I. Joe.
Oh, yes. Aw. In that case, you have to count Sergeant Slaughter.
Yep. I'm getting all mad at John Cerullo.
Again? Still?
Yeah. Yep.
Always?
Yep.
Why? Why now?
That's so
Why
stupid.
Start talking about it?
Oh, he's like, I need to find that program that turns off the internet. Anybody remember what it's called? Mac version needed.
The power switch of your
computer. I'm like,
unplug it. I don't. Don't use it.
Man.
Well, you know you shouldn't be dragging me into this because you know what I'm going to say.
What's that?
Well, I think we've talked about this before, but it repeats bearing. The thing where people think that they can trick themselves into doing things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to set my alarm. I'm going to set my clock differently so I'm on time, you know? We talked about this 800 times, but it's that thing where, oh, I need a program to turn my internet off so I don't use it. Well, if you can't use the internet, but can't not use the internet yourself, what's going to stop you from turning that program off?
Exactly. Exactly. Nothing.
You have to want to. You have to have the drive and the desire and the power and the, you know, wherewithal. You can't... Don't fucking... If you need that, what you need is you need a person. Mm-hmm. Like an assistant or a personal trainer or a mom or a...
Or a self.
Well, yeah, I mean, not everybody has that, so, you know, it's...
It's just so stupid that people that just, like, do stuff that they know makes them feel like shit. Just people just, like, and they know full well it makes them feel like shit, but it's like, I want to take the short-term gains. I'll take the short-term gains. I would rather feel good now and feel like shit later, because later is later. I fuck that guy.
Like the Chris Gaines, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
It was Chris Gaines.
That's right. That's everyone's excuse.
Aw.
That should be Tiger's excuse.
Remember, it wasn't me. It was my alter ego, Eldrick. Eldrick, man. Eldrick Woods.
Dude.
He's like a druid from the Enchanted Forest.
Yep.
He's gonna send you on a quest.
So, you think all of Tiger's all of his sexy times there? How many golf puns you think were made by the recipient?
Zero.
Really?
I bet as soon as they start, he's like, "Don't you fucking start."
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose.
I will strangle you more than I already am.
Yeah.
What?
So do you think maybe when he did it all done, then they
they're like a hook. It's got a bit of a hook on it.
Yep.
And fucking.
I just gave you the golf clap.
Trim the fairway.
The golf clap. Very
nice. I can't think of any other ones there might have been. Something about a birdie, probably.
I just yelled at that guy. I just yelled at him.
Which one? John Cerullo?
Yeah, I did.
He can't hear you. You gotta do it so he can hear you. Otherwise, how's he ever gonna learn?
Yeah, I know.
Wait a minute.
I don't know. I use too many swears, though.
I will tell him to listen to the show, and then you will get the message.
I doubt it.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that's up your craw?
Huh? Everything is up my craw. My whole craw is infested. I got an infested craw. It's been a few days now. It's just like... Aah!
Let's hear it, man.
Aah!
I'm, Yeah. Normally, I'm the one who's got something to say.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it.
That's true. Usually, you're the one with the craw, and I'm like,
yeah, man, I'm the laid back one this time.
It's not that bad, bro.
Here's how laid back I am these days. You know that Clients from Hell blog?
Yeah.
Had that going to my Google readers. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of funny. Hey, I'm a graphic designer. I get jokes.
Yeah.
And unsubscribed from it because I'm like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Not everybody. You know, if you don't know Clients from Hell, it's a blog, it's a Tumblr, it's a shit where people just post their, I'm a graphic designer, and here's a stupid thing a client said. And some of them are funny, and some of the things that people do, if they are in fact real, are funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're just mean and hateful and hurtful and hoitful. But it just, some of them, it's like, check out this asshole. He asked if I could move something up half a pixel. What a dumbass. Well, maybe, but not everybody knows, and fucking they're paying, and that's part of the deal, man. Part of the contract is they're paying. They're the ones with the money. Yeah. You're the one with the talent. You fucking bend over backwards. You do the work. You get paid. And the ones where people are trying to get out of paying and stuff, those are probably maybe some of the more interesting ones because we all know there's a lot of people out there who are trying to scam.
Yep.
So those stories aren't bad, I guess, but some of them, it's just, this guy doesn't know anything about graphic design and what the terms are, and he used the wrong word, and it's not their job to do that. That's why they hired you, you know, they want what they want, and do the job, and you hopefully meet in the middle, and you get paid, and that's why you're doing the work you're doing.
Shithead.
Otherwise, why aren't you working for charity, where everyone's just glad to have you?
Yeah.
So I unsubscribed from that shit because it was just too, it's too sort of elitist and I think getting kind of diluted. I think there's a lot of people just sort of posting their stories that were either embellished or maybe just not really worth talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, everyone wants to add their content, I guess.
The Talking Show is really the show's nickname. It's actually the not really worth talking about show.
We talk about all the stuff that no one wants to hear about anymore. Yep. Hey guys,
playing the hits.
Stairs.
Yep.
Any Star Wars update? Here's what we should do. Anytime we got a Star Wars thing, just have a little Star Wars corner, you know?
Okay.
It's 5 minutes. We're gonna talk about Star Wars shit, even if it's dumb shit we don't want to talk about. So we put it here in the corner, and then it's done, you know.
Yep.
That's how we would exercise our own self controls. We would allow ourselves to do it, but you know, shove it in the corner.
Okay.
It's like if you have a bad, filthy, dirty habit, and you can't break it, well, yeah. You know, you do your best to suppress it, right?
Yeah.
And get it away so it doesn't bother people, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we should do.
Okay.
No, that's not too. I'm sorry. You were mad, and then I brought you down. I brought you up. I brought.
No, no, I'm. That would be something. That would be something, huh? Wouldn't
no.
It?
Nah.
If we had Star Wars Corner and we just hard panned it.
Yeah. Hard panda.
Yeah. I also made a Play-Doh snowman today.
Oh, very good. That wouldn't really be a snowman, though, would it?
Well, it's a likeness. It's a Play-Doh likeness of a snowman.
Yeah, well, a snowman only looks like the shape that it is because that's tradition. Any figure you make out of snow, like you've seen the ones that just look like blobs. They're not the three or two balls, you know?
Yeah.
It's still a snowman because it's made of snow, not because it's three circles.
Well, she made a three-circle man today.
There you go. Out of Play-Doh. Thank you.
She even went and got some orange Play-Doh, made a little carrot nose, and some black Play-Doh, made a little hat and stuff. It's very nice.
White with it? Was it white Play-Doh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yep. White snowman Play-Doh with that. It was Christmas Play-Doh that came in a little snowman.
Now it is dirty colored.
Yep. She's gonna let it dry. She's gonna let it hang. She's gonna let it firm up there.
Oh, that's not. Is that good to do?
What?
Drying it out.
Well, yeah, then it stays that way forever.
Yeah, it doesn't. Doesn't it crack?
A little.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
Actually, I heard that white don't crack. So.
Spencer got some silly putty all mashed into our couch blanket. Like mashed in. It was kind of fuzzy blanket too, and it was just like,
you know, the golfer Fuzzy Zeller.
Yeah,
sorry,
I do.
That's not his real name either.
I'm not surprised.
It's like I close the page. They have all the sports names. It's like Frank Umbridge Zeller or something, and his initials spell fuzz. So you know, that's a pretty good nickname. He's not actually fuzzy.
No.
Would you like it if your nickname was Fuzzy?
I guess.
I don't know. Well, you got the Burns, so.
Yeah.
Your nickname should be Mr. Burns, is your nickname should be.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, did everyone ever call you that?
Just now.
Ah, everybody, that's what his nickname is.
So I got that Play-Doh, or the silly putty out of the blanket.
Yes.
Yep.
How did you do that? Just pull it out?
I pulled all of it out that I could, but it was like still...
You should have used... This is what you should have done. You should have used an amount of unworked silly putty. You think it maybe would have stuck together? Pulled it out
no,
that way?
No, it's a pretty fuzzy blanket.
Oh, all right. Just cut it out.
Nope.
I think I mentioned it. I think I mentioned it in the show. My little cousin got... Put it in his eye one time and got all entangled in his eyelashes.
Mm-hmm. It was like that.
Not supposed to do that. Silly putty is fucking gross.
I poured a little bowl of rubbing alcohol, soaked the patch of blanket in that.
Ribbing alcohol?
Mm-hmm. That's what silly putty dissolves in alcohol.
Mm.
Yeah, completely. Like
I did not know that.
It does. It disappears. So,
what is it made of?
It's a polymer.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. We had two kinds
doesn't
of
that just this means two things stuck together, right?
That's right.
You made a new one that's blanket and silly putty polymer.
Uh huh.
Space age.
A trilemmer. It's all better now, though. It's all that. Yeah.
Baby, it's all right now.
It's kind of sticky. We were watching 24.
Everything's gonna be all right. Rockabye.
It was shitty at first, and then now it's better.
What was?
Well, they showed 4 hours of 24 from the get-go. Two night.
That's that news magazine program where they sitting mm-hmm. around. Yeah.
Yep.
24. Mm-hmm. 24.
Ronald Sutherland's brother.
Ronald.
Mm-hmm. His brother.
No, son.
No.
That guy's part Canadian.
You know, Donald Sutherland, and then he had two sons, Ronald and Kiefer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There's not a Ron, is there?
Yeah.
What is, which one is he?
He's not an actor.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Except, if you have like a famous family, if you're a Estevez or a Sheen, let's say, and you...
Well,
you
if you're one, you're the other.
Yeah. Well, everyone likes to bag on the less famous one, right? The Frank Stallone or the Joe Estevez or the whoever, right? But if those guys didn't get into the business and didn't at least try and get some of these B appearances, they would be getting the exact same shit from everybody, but for no reason. So it might as well be for a reason, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
Like, say you were Ace Frehley's brother and someone wrote a song about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a good song that you did there.
That was a long time ago. I didn't count.
Okay. The new song that you did sounds pretty good.
That was this morning. It doesn't count.
Well, how did you make that? let's talk about it. Let's not mention what it is. And it'll be less interesting to everybody.
Oh, I made it with a couple of bench instruments there.
Tweak what?
Tweak bench. It's a guy who makes some VST eyes.
Okay.
Virtual... instruments. And they're just Nintendo themed VSDIs, and I just programmed out the MIDI.
Love it. Love it.
It's just a little, you know, I've been getting all into like, okay, this is play, no metronome and no grid and everything.
Yes.
I've been all
yes.
about free timing and all that. So then I, you know, I just had a little, I'm not against you, grid. So I just, you know, hung out with the grid a little bit. And that's all like, none of it's played. It's all just like gridded out. I made that with a mouse, you know, just click it, click, click. I was watching TV.
I always want to do that stuff, but I can never really get into it.
Well, you should get a program that makes you able to get into that.
Yeah, yes. Can you recommend one?
Yeah.
You gonna teach me how to use, gonna teach me how to use Fruity Loops?
Why don't you just type that into fucking Google, John Cerruti? Goddamn dummy. God, I fucking...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Because you know what? When you go on a message board that's not very busy, you're not going to get your answer very fast. Quickly,
no.
If at all. Because
well, he got my answer real fast. I deleted that, though. I felt bad.
Yeah, I should have
well, I don't know. It's not like, yeah.
I know.
It's not like I care what he thinks.
I know.
I just, you know.
Everyone
already thinks I'm such a dick anyway.
There's no point.
Yeah. There's no point. I'm not going to, yeah.
What you do is you come here, you sit on daddy's knee.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Just say it. You just say it at me. And
Yeah. I feel better.
Yeah.
I don't really feel better.
Oh, shit.
Been in a funky funk.
Really?
Yeah. I can't even pin it down either. Like I'm not sure what it's about.
You got a bunch of funk.
I do.
In your Marky Mark.
I'm headlining Coachella.
Yes. Yep. Coachella.
Mm-hmm. You know who's really headlining Coachella? Jay-Z's playing there.
ZZ Planner?
What? Yeah, Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z.
Yeah. And Tom York with Flea and others. What do you think of that? Isn't that a weird?
No opinion. No opinion on that.
Yeah?
That really doesn't mean anything to me at all.
All right.
Is Flea going to be singing?
I think so.
Flea backed by Tom York?
Yes.
Tom York is playing bass in Flea's band?
Yes. Oh, and Flea's just making frowny faces. just pacing around, biting his nails like, oh!
What's your favorite Flea role in a movie?
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future 2.
Yep. It's the best.
I agree.
And then the Brown Lebowski, and then I can't think of a third one.
Yeah, me neither.
So there you go.
Those are the two. There must be several others.
There's this chick I went to high school with, and like, she's on Facebook, you know.
Of course.
And she's like, she's always talking about like, God did this and that for me, and I'm so blessed because this and that, and I'm gonna make some tricky food tonight, so pray for me or whatever, you know.
Oh.
It's just like, it's, ugh, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's all right. But now she keeps suggesting I become a fan of her house cleaning business.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. How can you do? Does she live in the same town as you?
Well, close enough. Yeah.
Like you could possibly use her business. It's
right.
Within the realm of.
Yeah, it's possible.
Possibility.
But, like, I've never used it. How can I be a fan?
Well, this is what I'm saying. You try to parlay that into a free sample.
Well, her name of her business
is Free Sample.
It's a pair of hands.
And the pear is spelled like the fruit. And the hands is spelled like the German man.
I don't know. She kept suggesting this. So I think I'm make a page called A Pair of Pants and become a fan of that. Like, yeah, bitch. Yeah. Where's your gut now?
Oh,
I punched her in the face one time.
What?
I did.
For not being churchy enough?
Nah, we were in school. I was a kid and whatnot.
Nah, we were at Bible camp.
I didn't know. Someone was pulling my hair and I just turned around and whamzo. And oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Yep. And then later, I kissed her. Not that day. Must have been like 2 years later.
What you should have done is kissed your fist before you punched her. That's classy. I like that.
No, I was like, hey, will you be my girlfriend? She was like, yeah. And then, like, I walked her to her bus, and I gave her a hug and a kiss, and she got on the bus, and then we never talked about it again. That was it. That was like...
Hmm.
That was it.
Yep. Usually people
never
have that experience
again.
With a boy, you know, with a same gender is usually how that goes. But
it wasn't like I was like, why isn't she talking to me? I think we just both forgot. Just
drunk on cinnamon hearts.
Yep.
Drunk on fun dip.
Yep.
Quick fooding it up.
Yeah, oh, knock yourself out.
Well, finally, if I don't want to do it.
No, dude. Gotta spice
up. Why don't you go knock yourself out?
Gotta spice up this peppery turd.
What? No.
Yeah.
No.
Stupid. I could be sitting completely motionless in front of nothing, just sitting at just a blank table, and I'd be like, stupid. That's my mood. That's what's up.
You're rude?
That's my mood. Mahmood. Mahmood.
Mahmoog?
Mm-hmm.
When the moog sounds really, when it sounds really farty.
It rhymes with Bob.
Bob Mog.
Mob.
Mob.
I said it rhymes.
Oh, yes, of course. Steve was showing me this page of I don't even remember what the site was. It was one of those answers.biz or hey, someone quickly tell me why comes it that.org. And it was a little article on how nothing, there's words in the English language that have no rhymes. As we know, as you know.
Nothing rhymes with orange, man. Huh?
Okay. And fucking the comments of the, like, it was a fucking, you know, it was like purple and orange and then a couple other words. I forget what they were. And then just the comments, people like, well, actually, this rhymes with this. And those people being wrong. And then other people, like grammar nerds coming in and explaining why they don't rhyme. Like, no, that kind of rhymes, but not actually. And here's why there's nothing actually rhymes with it. And just trying to explain to dummies who are trying to think up words or non-words or, well, there's this foreign word. And like, yeah, well, it's not. And I don't know why I read the whole thing, but it was awful.
Wow.
It was just, yeah.
You know, there's a program that'll turn off the internet.
Rhyming dictionary?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, well, foodins.
Yeah, you gonna food that up?
Just the other day.
You gotta get this crazy train back on the.
Well, Esty and Mia got me a little packet of snack chip type things.
Okay.
And they're weird. They're hula hoops, which are just like, you know, corn ring. What are the Frito ones called? You know, the ring corn chips?
Funyuns?
No. The little corn rings.
I don't have them.
What?
Mm-mm. Funyuns is our only circular chip. Our only ring
that
chip.
That can't be possible.
It is true.
Okay, well, these are little rings. Wouldn't fit on any of my fingers. But there's no, like, I was trying to figure out what the brand was. I'm like, oh, are these from Frito-Lay? Or are they? I don't know if they're from a funny country or what. But I can't. It must be. Ireland. They're from Ireland.
Whoa.
Registered trademark of United Biscuits.
No way.
In the UK. Yeah. But there's no, like. Wow, what's going on there?
My phone's ringing.
Okay. Do you need to
take it?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello? Hey. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. That'd be enough for everything. Yep. Yep. Sounds good. Yep. Yeah, they're cool. I don't think so. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Ring chips that you got.
Your fucking dick.
They sound fucking dumb.
So I don't need to hear anymore about that. I already heard it.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, who cares?
What? No, you don't. You thought they were from a funny country.
My father.
There's no funny countries. There are only funny currencies.
No, but you know, like normally, you know how if you get some chips that, like, if they're usually like, it's like Lay's brand or fucking Nabisco or what else is there? Post, General Mills, something. You know, it's usually like a little logo somewhere saying, oh, it's a parent company, you know?
Right, right.
And these are just called Hula Hoops, and I guess that's the brand. And the flavor is barbecue beef.
Well.
Yeah. And oh, they're actually not corn, they're potato rings.
Oh, dang.
Barbecue beef flavored potato rings. No artificial flavors or colors, and no MSG, made with 100% sunflower oil. So, you gotta think they're not gonna be that good.
That's anything, crazy.
Anything that's like, like baked versions of chips, you know? Mm-hmm. Good, but they're not that good, you know?
Well, how many did you get in there? Like 25, 30, something like that?
Well, this is a small snack size bag, but it seemed a bit more full than our mini bags would be here. Right. You get your dollar mini bag out of a vending machine.
Like 25 grams, 30 grams, somewhere like that?
Golden amount of grams. Hmm. Actually, I don't see a... 34.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah, not bad, right? Hula Hoops come in a delicious range of flavors. Take your pick. Original, barbecue beef, cheese and onion, salt and vinegar. So, you know.
Also bacon.
Normal. Bacon?
Yep.
No.
Really? And in the UK, you can get them made out of corn.
They contain milk.
They come in Cool Original, chili salsa, and nacho cheese.
Pretty good. Hula Hoop's unique, playful shape and their crunchy texture have made them the most fun snack to eat since they launched in 1973. A whole world of their own, and whole is spelled like a punched absence of... space negative.
Well, you know.
Yes.
Danisco Flexible produced exclusive packs of Hula Hoops for KP Foods to make a 10-year-old boy's dream come true. James McKelvey won the chance to have his own invented flavor of Hula Hoops, olive and caper, produced when he appeared on BBC's Whatever
He's
You 10? Want.
Uh-huh. No, he was 10 when he won that, and when he finally got to decide, he was 30, right?
No, he was 10 when he decided that he wanted olive and caper things.
Oh, my God. What a genius. What a fucking genius.
I agree. Olive and caper.
Oh, my God. What 10-year-old's like, you know what would be good? Mm-hmm. I think we've talked about olive-flavored chips before. He was ahead of his time. What a pioneer.
Most 10-year-olds would say fucking...
pizza.
Yeah.
Make one that actually tastes like pizza, please. I'm behind that, if you can do that.
Bubblegum and pizza.
Yes. But yeah, they're made with sunflower oil, free of artificial flavors, colors, MSG, and it still tastes great as ever, apparently. So I kind of thought they were going to be healthy and not very good.
Yeah.
More or less, right. But they do taste like they have beef bouillon all over them.
Oh, okay.
Which you expect to be full of MSG and horrible artificial shit. But they're pretty good. They're kind of crispy. They're a little airy because they're sort of... you know, potato, non-saturated potato stuff. But nah, not bad. And it was like, hey, Ireland, that's not bad. Hey, good. Yeah. And beef flavored is not really very very common around here. There was like steak and onion Nally's chips or something back in the day.
I guess they're owned by United Biscuits now.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, okay. Well, it's funny. Hulahoops.com. They got Hulahoops.com.
Wow.
Hulahoops don't.
Not even with a Z. Thanks. Thank you for not insulting my intelligence. It's just an S.
Well, bring it here, baby. I'll see what I can do. Do you have the cap? Okay.
Uh-oh. What?
Did you hear that?
No. Too much toothpaste came out?
No, even worse.
She
accidentally got too much chapstick out, and then now she can't get it back down.
What?
Okay.
I usually just think about baseball.
We'll just put the cap on here.
Take the pressure off of it, lay on your back.
Other direction there. Did you keep it out of your eyes? It's not to be eaten. It's for external use only. Ask a doctor if rash irritation develops. Are you a children under 8 years?
Wait a minute.
Are you? Are you less than 8 years old? If you are, then you have to hold it over your head like this high so you can't reach it. Keep out of reach of children. Yeah, I'll keep it just out of your reach. There we go.
I would like to know if that is in fact a toy.
Let me see what it says.
If it doesn't say, you got them on a technicality.
You know, it says, keep out of reach of children under 8 years, comma, has a removable cap.
Because they mean they're going to swallow the cap?
Yeah, maybe.
It's not that the chapstick is dangerous in any way.
No. I got the kids all these different flavored chapsticks for Christmas.
Wait, does it... Under 8 years, you have to keep it away from them for 8 years? Who has a chapstick the last 8 years?
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
For external use only. Like the X-Force villains.
Yeah.
Were the externals?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Rob Liefeld externals. Mm-hmm. They use a lot of chapstick. Because mm-hmm. Have you ever seen those Rob Liefeld lips? The way he draws the lips?
That's right.
Fucking, if you don't think they need chapstick.
That's right. That's what's still in pockets.
That's why Cable always had that puss, you know?
Pockets.
Oh, they're just full of chapstick, right?
Yeah.
Mystery solved.
Yep.
Would you like to hear about... Oh, so the ultimate review of these chips is, hey, not bad, but... Wouldn't buy a big bag of them.
Can't.
No.
Can't sell big bags of them.
The ring shape, probably great for kids because you could put it on your finger. Like, there's a little diagram showing you that, you know, it's like you put one finger popping in. That's great for kids, but my fingers are just too circumferal for that.
What?
Come on, I wasn't gonna.
Bugles.
Bugles? Buggles.
Yeah. Those are another fun food for kids. I suppose you could combine Bugles and Hula Hoops and really
Oh my god, you could have ring toss.
Oh!
Was that a loon? There's a loon in here.
That sounds fun.
Oh!
I'd eat that. I'd eat that ring toss.
Do you like Bugles?
Yeah,
every time I
sure.
have them, I'm like, these are not bad. But I never feel like I want them.
You gotta have something else with them.
Yeah. And the ranch flavor.
Dip them's fun. You gotta dip them in French onion. Man, that's a good time.
But plain ones or?
Yeah, plain Bugles and French onion dip. Oh.
Do you put them on your finger and then dip?
No.
Or do you fill it up like an ice cream cone?
Yes, you hold it. Yeah, exactly.
You have a little mini scoop and you just pile some dip on top of that.
Suck the dip out. Throw
the
Bugle away.
Bite the bottom.
Yeah.
What about they had sweet Bugles? Do they have sweet Bugles? Can you get like
a caramel
corn flavor?
I would. That'd be great.
I would eat the shit out of that.
That's gross.
What?
I like it. Gross, like the kids say it. You know.
Did you know that each external was claimed to represent an intangible concept?
No.
For example,
like
well, let's go with like Cannonball. Okay. Cannonball was external there for some reason.
Okay. What? Velocity?
He was supposed to represent hope.
What?
The one called Absalom, he was despair. I don't know why you have a hope on that.
Those aren't intangible. Those are moods.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Those are
despair, fortitude, guile, hope, ferocity, opportunity, wisdom, patience, corruption, and destruction.
Guile and opportunity are the same.
Yeah, I know. And hope and
hope's just despair with a mustache.
In a bad mood. Would you like to hear the unrhymable words?
Oh yeah, totally.
This is from funfacts.com.au. That's okay. Gold. Right. Australia.
Okay.
Unrhymable words. There are some words in the English Australian. I didn't say Australian language, but I thought maybe you have to put yourself in the mindset of an Australian saying this.
Okay.
And this is from 2008, so there may have been some developments.
Okay.
There's some words in the English language for which there is absolutely no rhyming counterpart.
All right.
You might think that I'm talking about some obscure word in the dictionary, like agathocological. But logical. No, I'm actually talking about common everyday garden variety words.
Oh, shit.
Try as you might, there is not a single word that rhymes with either
silver. Okay.
Purple.
All right.
Orange. Or okay. As you say in America, orange.
Orange.
Put an A in there and you take the other A out and you just shove it all in there and it becomes a word that is not a word.
A-R-E-N apostrophe T parentheses G.
Orange. Orange. Silver, purple, orange, month.
Okay.
Colors certainly have a lot to answer for, don't they? Wink.
What about nurple?
Not a real word.
What about cunt?
Wow. Wah. You gotta put an H on the end of that.
For what? What were you rhyming?
I don't know. Yeah. Wait, you're saying cunt has no rhyming counterpart?
No.
It does, bunt.
I was suggesting that for whatever your last word was. I don't remember.
Month.
Yeah.
Month.
What?
Man, I bet if you have a lisp, you have an easier time with that. With,
yeah.
Yeah.
Month? There's no rhyme for month.
Dunce cap, like a dunce, you know.
Dunce.
Yeah, see? It rhymes if you have a lisp. Yeah. That's a smart website. That's the kind of comments that come later. some less common words here that don't rhyme.
Okay, all right.
Angst. Some people say angst. And,
I don't like that.
That's awkward.
It drives
sound.
Me crazy when people say that.
Maybe that's the real way to pronounce it, but I don't care. No, I can't do it.
You say that to me, the conversation is over. You might keep talking, but I'm not going to say anything back. We're done. You don't exist.
Jeez. Scalp.
Okay.
How about that one? How was your reaction when people say that at you?
Shame.
Okay. Breadth.
Breadth?
Breadth.
Come on.
What?
It's not a word.
Mm-hmm.
Wideness. That's fine. We don't use that word.
Breadth is not the same as width, though, is it? Is it?
I don't know.
Bad breadth. Shit.
Brad breadth?
Depth is really no different from length. It's just sideways, right?
Whoa.
How long is your love? Like, as that song might go.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm? Isn't that better?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Done thinking about it? Let's continue.
Right.
Width.
Okay.
Also, an array of numbers join the list, like 8th, 9th, 12th, and so on. So there you go. There's some words that apparently
those
don't
aren't even real words.
I know.
That's you just adding th on the end of stuff.
In
what about 12th?
Purple and kerple are words in the dictionary, and
that's what we got. Oh, that's what we got to do.
What?
We got to popularize.
Purple.
Morange, mm-hmm. And then get that in the dictionary, and then prove everyone wrong.
Fucking right.
Ah!
Did you know that in fact orange rhymes with a door hinge? Everyone always says that, and that you know what? That's not a word. Like the hinge on a door, it's just a hinge. It's not a special one for a door. In fact, there's three of them. Maybe that's but
hinge then. Hinge.
Hinge.
Orange
and hinge.
Hinge.
Yeah, you might go with that. You know, that's close. It's about as close as you're probably going to get.
I think they just flat out rhyme. It's fine.
But they don't really.
No, they do.
Well. Okay. My favorite comment by Anonymous. Width rhymes with amidst.
That guy's a jerk.
Depth rhymes with left.
What?
And breadth rhymes with breath. I mean, a good rapper can make it work in a verbal medium.
Oh, sure. Totally.
And then later on, the comment that says, you're all morons.
Oh.
You know, like, you never want to see those comments that, you know, that come on and goes, you guys are being fags, or y'all are dumb. Because you're like, oh, well, thanks for contributing, and why did you bother posting here? And, you know, like, those are
don't be stupid, just use some willpower, don't need the
that's
program.
That's called
John
being
Severino.
A troll, right?
But exactly.
There's time when the discussion is so ridiculous, you start to side with those people, you're like, yeah, you guys all are all, in fact, morons.
Yeah.
You are all idiots. Who can rhyme all those words?
Yeah. Why would you even want to?
For songwriting.
You're not going to say something's orange in a song.
Really?
Yep.
What if Coldplay had changed that yellow song to orange?
Then they would be less popular.
I don't think they even rhymed yellow in that song.
No, they just said it again.
They said it again. That's fine.
There you go. Orange rhymes with orange.
In songwriting world, repetition equals rhyming.
That's right. Take it to the bridge.
Tainted bridge?
Yeah.
Yep. Taint kind of is a bridge, huh?
Yeah. Bridgerator Perry.
Related to Katy Perry.
You know she's getting married to Russell Brand?
I don't even really know who that guy is. Look, I do. I saw him in a movie, but...
Picture both guys from the Mighty Boosh there, kind of squished together a little bit.
Yeah.
Suppose they were getting cloned, and they're like, oh, we got all the DNA of both of these guys, but some of it spilled, and
the
microwave doesn't work. No, all the bad parts.
Oh, okay.
He's gross. He's gross.
All right.
But, if he's listening, though, if you're listening, Russell, if you're listening to the show, you're gross.
Oh. So he was just a famous British comedian before he started appearing in America?
Quite famous. He does a radio show and TV appearances, and he's got a popular podcast.
What I'm saying is, should I bother?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I've only ever seen him in
She's on
a movie and I think in a skit somewhere.
They are a match made in Why Bother perfect proportions.
I've already forgotten who it is we were talking about.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Who was the chick that I... Oh, Katy Perry.
No.
Oh, yeah. Who cares about that?
Exactly.
You know what?
That's
not...
Where did she land on the Rolling Stone Top 100 Albums of the Year?
Oh, boy.
See?
Oh, bully. Right under Jill Sobule?
Yeah.
Right. You know, backwards.
Right.
Yeah.
Queef.
Yep. I don't know. I always have a mixed reaction whenever I say, "Who cares about that celebrity?" Because I don't have to. No one's forcing me to.
Yeah,
I'm the one who brought it up.
Back off.
Jeez, sorry, everybody, including myself.
Oh, girl, your queefs are like poems. Poems.
Pones?
Mm-hmm.
Ponzi?
Let me hear some of your pickup lines, Brian. Pickup line corner.
Okay.
Pretend I'm a lady.
Set the scene. Paint a picture here for me.
All right. I'm a lady.
It all depends on the...
We are at the club.
Which one? Chicken Club?
The Lodge. We're at the Moose Lodge.
Why don't we start up a club called the Chicken Club?
Okay. Well, who gets in? Who stays out? We have a doorman? Is there a cover, or we just charge a lot for drinks? Are there drinks? We got a liquor license?
Man, I hadn't really thought this through.
Is it like an after-hours club? Is there a main stage and a second stage?
A lot of decisions to be made here.
I know. Is there going to be, what, uniforms? BYOB?
I'm not even very good at accounting, dude. Like, I don't know if...
Carpet?
I don't think this is a viable business for us. Maybe we should. Maybe we're in over our heads here.
Dude, I already took out the loan. Non-refundable.
You think we gotta hire somebody to run this shit for us? Because I'm not qualified.
They're gonna break my hoops.
You busted my hoops here. Yes. So we're at the Veronica Lodge.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'm not continuing setting it up. You gotta set it up.
Oh.
You fucking do it for once.
Hi.
Oh my god.
I'm a lady.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Wait, is that... Did you just change your voice?
What you think about all this?
Which? I'm sorry, I can't see.
All this mess that I am.
That lady just used your pickup line on me. So, I win.
I suppose so.
Yeah. Pickup lines? Who uses pickup lines?
Oh, how do you meet a lady then?
What?
What do you
mean? Same way everyone else does.
What?
Not? Find them on the internet.
Ugh. Puke.
Yeah. Impress
them. I'm glad
I
got married before
the
internet
with the drawing.
Invented. Yeah.
Yeah. Always works for me.
All right. Allison.
What would you say to a cute boy you wanted to kiss?
Ooh. Comfortable with this.
There. She walked away.
Mm-hmm. That is the correct
exactly
response.
Yes.
Works every time.
Yep. Huh?
Fucking so true, man. It's so true.
Gotta play fart to get.
Oh, we have fun.
You got fooding it up? What do you got?
No more fooding it up.
Oh, man.
No more ever.
No more anything.
I declare this the end of fooding it up.
Wow.
No, just the end of the segment.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Fine.
So, right. Hula Hoops, if you can find them, try them, because it's interesting. But don't buy a big bag if there's a big bag available. You probably won't.
They're not big bags. They don't make big bags.
Really?
No. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't make big bags.
Okay.
So, there you go.
What
else? What other segments do we have?
And that's it.
Iron Man update?
No Iron Man update.
Okay. Substitutes for toilet paper.
Okay.
Dry oats and patience.
Sawdust?
Yeah. Why not?
Well,
what's the rush? What is the rush?
Couldn't there be something like, you know, like how ladies wax their legs, right?
Okay.
You put the wax on, you put a strip on, you let it dry, and you just pull it off, right?
Yeah.
At least I think that's how it works.
You let it cool.
Like maybe you're using NADS?
Yeah, sure.
Australia, right? Nudge? Mm-hmm. Nudge?
Yeah.
Well, what about that? Like some kind of spackle? Some kind of filler, you know? And you put a strip on it, and you just wait, and you just rip it all off?
Mm-hmm.
What about that?
I'm fine with it.
I mean, something that doesn't stick to hair.
You know what I understand?
What?
Why don't people just use a washcloth?
They do in England.
They should.
Like a handkerchief?
Yeah, until we abolish toilet paper, who cares about anything else?
Oh, fucking for real, man.
Like gasoline,
everyone, oh, that's such
animal
a small
rights.
No, it isn't.
No,
it's root problem.
Everyone wipes their butt, and it's all death of trees. And
since you're a kid, it's like you're taught,
mm-hmm.
This doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Hey, don't waste that paper right on both sides. Well, you're going to take a shit later, so you're going to use both sides of that, too? Well, no, you wouldn't ever do that.
Yep. What's up with the little squares, anyway? What are they implying?
Well, I think it's just so you can meter it out, you know?
Ah. Well, who would?
Well,
I don't understand how you could use...
It's not really about squares. It's about being able to tear it off in any length you want.
What?
Well, yeah.
How do you... Really?
Well,
I always use one whole roll per shit. I don't...
I was going to talk about that last time we talked about this. How, like, do you think rich people are just, like... Just pull out a whole roll and they're just like, oh, once around and toss it. And
they only use the cores.
Because that would be... like a cob of corn. Yeah. Have you ever used a core? You get right down to the bottom and you're like, ugh, one more pass would do it. And all I have left is the roll.
Nope.
Unroll that roll and use that?
No, I never.
Yeah, me neither. Ever use a sock?
No, I have.
And if you, and the follow up question to that is, you ever put that sock on afterwards, even after washing it? You gotta throw that away, right?
Right.
Yeah.
No. No, anything that gets poop on it can be washed. Poop is just dirt.
Mm.
Poop is just food. All that poop was in food. You just took some food away from that poop. That poop was already poop.
Now do it as Charlton Heston.
Come on. Yeah, it's true, though. Poop is just food with some of the attractiveness taken out of it. Who cares?
That's not really true.
That is exactly right. Poop is just food that's been through guts. Big deal. Guts are food, too.
Okay, the analogy to that is a human being who has been locked in a cage, or has, you know, like a child who has grown up, as a weird dungeness slave or something, that has all its been tortured and molested,
yeah,
and everything bad, and has all his humanity gone. Is that still a human?
Yes.
I don't know.
What the answer is, yes.
We'll never know the answer to that.
I guess not.
So, you know, like someone who's become an animal, you know, they've had all their humanity stripped away. It's not
okay.
They can't fit into society and be a regular person anymore, right?
If your definition of regular person is if that's, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so they're like a person who's had all their humanity stripped away. So they're just an animal.
And right? Brian,
what?
You and me.
What?
What?
What do you mean?
Person with all their humanity stripped away, just an animal, came from a normal society, and Brian doing the talking show.
Come on.
Huh.
Why you gotta be so hard on yourself?
Yeah.
So therefore, poop is not food. Poop is not food. That's all its nutritional. The reason you eat food is for nutrition, right? That's why I have these poops here.
The reason you eat food is to get the poop out of it.
Wow. I never thought of it that way before. I gotta make some poop. How am I gonna do that? That is half the battle, actually.
Yep.
Especially like old people who they're all like, Ruffage and Bran.
Exactly. Because they got to figure it out.
Sell my kingdom for Ruffage and Bran.
Well,
you know that old nursery rhyme there?
Yeah, I do know that old nursery rhyme.
Yeah.
But old people got to figure it out. They know that life is just all about making poop, so that's why they eat all that stuff that makes you poop, because they're like, ah.
Dude, I'm on top of that. I've always been about that, man. If it was like, well, shit, though, because people like cheese, right? Cheese is one of the best foods.
No.
But stops you from pooping.
Yeah. It's the devil.
Although it's an unnatural food.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Someone had to fucking mad science that up.
Cheese is way more unnatural than poop.
Yes.
So.
Yep.
Whose side are you on anyway?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I think is a great alternative to toilet paper? Get over yourself.
Nose plugs and blindfolds?
Nah, yeah, you'd adjust.
No, I just mean like put a nose plug in there and then wrap it up with a blindfold.
Yep.
But that's all you have around. You might as well just spin that earplug in there and wait. Earplug, nose plug, same plug.
Yeah.
Butt plug.
Different hole.
Tell me about it, man.
Put
same
your
plug,
stuff
different
on.
Hole.
You put your snow pants on and stuff. It's super cool. Okay.
Put your snow pants on.
Keep them here. I'll make sure they're outside out.
Yep. Right side right.
Yep.
Left hand green.
Yep.
What board game would you like to see them make a movie out of, besides Twister? Would you like to see a Monopoly movie? I think I heard there was going to be a Monopoly movie.
Mousetrap?
Mousetrap, the movie. Boring.
Okay.
Only the last 5 minutes are good.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Could have the alternate endings with the thing, like that other... Oh, yeah.
Clue, yeah. Cluedo.
Yep.
Risk, the movie.
Okay.
6-hour epic.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. No, nothing.
Uh-uh. Well, I could just start naming board games. Guess who?
I think that already was. Isn't that Usual Suspects?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Oh. You're just tearing holes in everything, aren't you, babe?
Oh, wait. All kinds of stuff. That was actually... Away. Isn't that based on Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
You know what that noise means. You know what that noise means. We are out of steam.
No, I could have more steam.
A big sigh sound effect. It's like, uh-oh.
Wonk,
now
wonk.
Into lightning round.
You just have to hold on a minute. I just got to get this chick's stuff on it. I could talk in a couple hours, isn't it? Like, 2, 3, 5.
This is a long show already, man.
Yeah, you going to work today?
We better cut her loose. Yeah, I got to go to work.
Oh, it's been recording this whole time.
Yeah, shit.
Oh.
RP, right. Your game.
Yep.
Greg Louganis.
So...
What?
All right.
In summation, what have we learned today?
Don't
always
do
stop
talking show
internet
ever.
I've got this delicious dilemma.
So,
yeah.
I think take that to the bank, people. I want to thank our sponsors, A Pair of Hands, Husky, 473,
Johnny and Soft Orange.
Whoa.
And we're back.
Whoa.
I mean, and it's over.
Dorky. Bacon. Mantender.
Tamunda Bacon.
Modern Miracle
Miracles. Pepto-Bismol Way.
Sebum Diet.
Hodgepodge Lodge.
Speaking of cooking.
Live's
Australian
get.
News.
Sweetie Petey.
Skeet Lipo.
Capsicum
Angie
America.
Jolie.
Captain America.
Gellernet.
Capsicerum.
Garrily.
Captain Octopus.
Hitley.
On
Joint.
The Whole.
Small
Bottom
Expositionary Dialogue.
Wonder Bridge.
Captain Coming or Going.
So I thought I'd leave an audio comment on the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
The one into the other. And a bit of folding. Don't be frightened of egg whites, just you're the boss. Okay, so my beautiful eggy yellows, curd flecked batter is done. Cheesecake in a pancake, what could be better? Dollop ladlefuls onto your griddle. Now you'll see as they start getting little bubbles around the edges, it means they're almost ready to turn. And when they get a few more bubbles, I will turn them. But a minute I give them on the first side. Okay, now they're ready to flip. I don't mean start shouting at the children, that's later. Right, they're ready. Cheesecakelets for my little baby cakelets.